Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International and welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Mara and Aunt Kareja Ibrahim will be in your company up to 11 a.m. Well, a bumper-packed program coming your way this Thursday morning. We're going to commence with the health segment. But before we do that, let's make salam to Aunt Kareja. Assalamu alaikum, Aunt Kareja. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukr, I'm well, alhamdulillah, and hope all the listeners are also well.
Are you all ready for Ramadan, Aunt Kareja?
Gee, inshallah, Allah will accept it.
Inshallah, ameen, ameen, yes. We're going to commence with the health segment, and it's the health benefits of dates, that's khajur, when breaking your fast. Then we're going to go straight into the cooking segment. We have lots to discuss today. Aunt Kareja, what can we look forward to in the cooking segment and recipe segment?
I think today we're speaking all about quick, easy Ramadan chutney recipes and some soup and aleem recipes.
Okay, so what chutney recipes can we look forward to?
Okay, our first one is an avocado chutney. Then we have a red pepper and apple chutney. Then we have a normal red chutney. Then we have a red pepper chutney. And in our aleem's recipe, we have a quick and easy aleem, a Weet-Bix aleem that is. And we have a chicken corn soup recipe. And the last one is Zaira's GF aleem, gluten-free aleem recipe.
Okay, so you can look forward to some lovely recipes coming up later on in the program.
Inshallah.
Now, today's question I'm asking is, have you got your Ramadan menu meal plan? Do you make a meal plan for Ramadan or just decide on each day? You know, many of our sisters actually make up a meal plan for the month of Ramadan, so they know what they're cooking. It makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
And some just go with the flow. They just decide to make something on the day. You know,
they
take one day at a time. Yes.
Yes.
So have you got your Ramadan menu meal plan? Or do you make a meal plan for Ramadan or just decide on each day? You can SMS or WhatsApp us on 082-565-8648. And you can also follow me on Instagram, Amara_Mulla. Well, let's commence today's program with the health benefits of dates during Ramadan. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended us to break fasting during Ramadan, iftar with dates. Research study has proven that having dates after fasting has got great benefits for our nutrition and health. Now, dates are easy to digest, so they don't exhaust the fasting person's stomach. Dates increase the great hunger feeling of the fasting person, and so he doesn't rush into excessive food eating, which causes digestion disorders. Then dates, as a khajur, prepare the stomach to receive the food after being inactive throughout the day, with activating the release of digestive secretions and juices. Dates are very rich with sugary energy, and so the body is supplied with the most important nutrients, which is sugar, that is irreplaceable as a nutrient for the brain cells and nerves. Dates protect the fasting person from having constipation as a result of changing meals times or as a result of having low fiber amounts in meals. Also, the alkaline salts in dates adjust the acidity of blood, which results from excessiveness, eating of meat and carbohydrates, which cause a lot of hereditary diseases as diabetics, gout, renal stones, gallbladder inflammations, higher blood pressure, and piles. So this is just a way that, you know, how when you break our roza with dates, what health benefits there is in it.
Yes.
It is so nutritious, so healthy. You know, before you actually put anything else in your stomach, break your roza with a khajur.
Yes.
It definitely is so nutritious, so healthy indeed. And the article is up on our Radio Islam website. That's health benefits of dates during Ramadan iftar. You can go on to Radio Islam's website. That's radioislam.co.za. Let's go for a quick nazan break. When we come back, we're going to be sharing with you. We've got quite a bit of recipes to go through with you. And so get your pens and papers ready for all these lovely recipes. Stay tuned.
أقبلت يا رمضان الخير مشرقة أيامك الغر بالآلاء والنعم أقبلت يا رمضان صيبه فيض من العلم والإيمان صيبه عم الوجود عم الوجود عم الوجود وساق الخير للنسم عم الوجود وساق الخير للنسم
يا رمضان الخير مشرقة أيامك الغر بالآلاء والنعم أقبلت يا رمضان الخير مشرقة أيامك الغر بالآلاء.
I think that Nazam just put you into the Ramadan mood already. The Ramadan air, the Ramadan atmosphere, the Ramadan vibe is already in the air, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to see the month of Ramadan,
Ameen.
Which we just hours away, Auntie Karita.
You know it is. We're all looking forward to it.
And, you know, we make up all our food things, all our savouries. We've packed our freezers. We're ready for Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala grant us barakah and grant us the health to actually enjoy it and to use it and to enjoy all our savouries and foods that we make. And, well, before we go on to the recipe segment, I had a special request from my sister in Petrotiv. She said, can you please explain how to make the farmas or the spring roll?
Okay, normally what we do is you get all different sizes of the spring roll pastry. But when I make it, I take the one with the 30 in the packets.
Okay.
So what happens, you take three sheets first and you brush each sheet with the egg.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And then now you already prepared your mince, so on the two layers you prepare you put mince on. You take about two or three big tablespoons of mince and you just pat it onto the. It has to stick on the egg.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do, you take the one, you put mince on it, and then you take another one and you put again another layer of mince. So you're having two sheets that got the mince on, and you roll it up tightly like a sauce roll. And the third sheet, which is plain with egg, you just cover the whole thing back again. And you freeze it for a while till it's nice and firm, and you slice it, and then you pack it away. It's so, so easy.
Mm-hmm.
I did it yesterday, and it's really, really a very easy way to make your farmas.
Okay. Jazakallah for sharing. Let's now go on to our recipe segment. Well, we've got quite a bit of recipes to share. We've got quick and easy Ramadan chutney recipes, and we've got soup and halim recipes ideal for Ramadan. So let's begin with the chutney recipes.
Okay.
And the avocado chutney was sent by a listener. I can't remember her name. She sent to me on WhatsApp last week. So jazakallah to the sister who sent the avocado chutney recipe, and we're actually sharing out with listeners today.
Okay, for the avocado chutney recipe, you need one avocado, 1 clove garlic, 1/4 cup roughly chopped green dhana, 1/4 cup of low fat sour cream or Greek yogurt, 1 tablespoon of fresh lime or lemon juice or white vinegar, 3 tablespoons of olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper, green chilies to taste, water. You blend all this together and you use it. It sounds very nice. I'm definitely going to try it.
Mm-hmm, yes. And I think you can maybe just have it for 2 or 3 days,
yes,
and then because avocado goes a bit black. Yes.
So it doesn't, no, but it won't really go.
No, because you've got
because
your
the lemon juice.
The lemon juice and your olive oil, yes, and your yogurt,
so
and your vinegar also.
I don't think it will really go black quickly.
No. All right, so for the avocado chutney, it's 1 avocado, 1 clove garlic, 1/4 cup roughly chopped green dhania, 1/4 cup low-fat sour cream or Greek yogurt, 1 tablespoon fresh lime or lemon juice or white vinegar, then 3 tablespoons olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon black pepper, green chilies to taste, water, and you blend it together.
Mm-hmm.
The next recipe, Auntie Karita?
It's a red pepper and apple chutney. Now for that you need 3 red peppers cut up and soaked in water for a few hours, with plus minus 8 red whole chilies, a half a cup of vinegar, 2 tablespoons maizena, a quarter cup sugar, a half a cup of lemon juice, 1 teaspoon red chili powder, and a green chopped apple. What you do is you heat it on low heat till it thickens, and then you liquidize it all together. So also a very simple recipe, and it's tasty also. Something different.
Something different. So for the red pepper and apple chutney, you require 3 red peppers cut up, soak in water for a few hours, with plus minus 8 red whole chilies, then a quarter cup vinegar, 2 tablespoons maizena, a quarter cup sugar, a half cup lemon juice, 1 teaspoon red chili powder, and 1 chopped green apple. You heat on low heat till it thickens, liquidize all together.
Mm-hmm.
A very nice, like a tangy,
simple taste. Recipe, yes, very simple.
Okay.
This one is a bit of a lengthy recipe. It's also a red chutney recipe. You need 3 bottles of 700 grams of Heinz tomato ketchup, that's your tomato sauce, juice of 1 lemon, cumin seeds, that's your whole jiro, sesame seeds, your tall curry leaves, 500 grams of sugar, mustard seeds, ground almonds, chopped almonds, 1 tin pineapple chopped small, desiccated coconut half a cup, 3 colored peppers cubed very tiny, 3 tablespoons of achar masala, that's your methi masala, and 3 teaspoons of red chili powder. Now for your method, in a large pot you empty the tomato ketchup and the lemon juice, the coconut, the red chili powder, sugar, ground and chopped almonds, pineapple and its juice, and 1 cup hot water. Let this heat gently for about half an hour to 45 minutes and stir every so often. Then separately you fry the colored peppers in oil on low heat for about 10 to 15 minutes. Drain out. Separately also temper your vagar, the curry leaves, the mustard seeds, your tull and your jiro powder. Lastly, add the tempered curry leaves mixture, the vagar and fried peppers, and the handful of sesame seeds to the tomato sauce. Mix and stir well. Let it completely cool and bottle up then.
A very different recipe. I see you've got pineapple, you've got almonds.
Yes.
It's coconut,
got, peppers.
Yes.
It is sounding very, very... I haven't tried it, but it's sounding very nice.
Okay. So for the red chutney, you will require 3 bottles of 700 grams Heinz tomato sauce.
So it's a big amount.
It's a big amount, yes. Juice of 1 lemon. Cumin seeds, that's your whole jiro. Your sesame seeds, that's your dill. Your curry leaves. Then you also require 500 grams of sugar. Your mustard seeds, ground almonds a handful of chopped almonds, 1 tin pineapple chopped small, desiccated coconut, you will require a half a cup, then 3 colored peppers cubed very tiny, 3 tablespoons of your achar masala, that's your methi masala, and 3 teaspoons red chili powder. So for the method, in a large pot empty the tomato ketchup, add the lemon juice, coconut, red chili powder, sugar, ground and chopped almonds, pineapple and its juice, and 1 cup hot water. Let this heat gently for about half an hour to 45 minutes. Stir every so often. Then separately fry the colored peppers in oil on low heat, and then you drain it out. Then separately also temper your vagar, the curry leaves, it's a handful of curry leaves, a quarter to half cup of mustard seeds, and 4 tablespoons of your jeera seeds. Then lastly add the tempered curry leaves mix and the fried pepper and a handful of sesame seeds to the tomato sauce mixture and stir well. Let it cool completely and bottle it up.
Gee.
And yes, it comes out quite a bit.
Because
you can have the recipe,
yes,
as well, or you can just make it up, and you can share with the family and friends, why not?
Okay, the next recipe is the red pepper chutney. You need 3 large red peppers, 1 and a half cup of vinegar, 3 whole red chilies, 2 tablespoons of methi masala, 1 teaspoon coarse salt, 750 ml of the All Joy tomato sauce, 1 bottle cross and blackwell or peco chili sauce. Now you soak your peppers and chilies and salt and vinegar in overnight. You liquidize it finely with the same vinegar, empty into a dish and mix with the tomato sauce, the methi masala and the chili sauce. Re-liquidize till it's fine. Then you make a vagal with half a cup of cloves of garlic, chopped fine, chopped curry leaves, a half a teaspoon of mustard seeds, and you pour it over the chutney and you mix well. Also something different with red peppers.
Okay, so for the red pepper chutney, it is as follows. You take 3 large red peppers, 1.5 cups vinegar, 3 whole red chilies, 2 tablespoons methi masala, 1 teaspoon coarse salt, then 750 ml All Joy tomato sauce, 1 bottle cross and blackwell or peco chili sauce. You soak peppers and chilies and salt in vinegar overnight. You liquidize finely with some vinegar, empty into dish and mix with tomato sauce, methi masala and chili sauce. Then you re-liquidize till fine. For your vagal, you take 1/4 cup cloves of garlic chopped finely, chopped curry leaves, 1/2 teaspoon of mustard seeds, pour over chutney and mix well. Another very nice recipe, Ajita. Okay, then I just want to share with the listeners, I'm not sharing the whole recipe, but many of you are very familiar with the piccalilli recipe.
Okay.
And the mayonnaise recipe. Okay. So what I did was I followed the directions, all the ingredients, except you leave out the piccalilli, and instead of putting piccalilli, you put jalapenos.
Okay. Okay.
You take a bottle of jalapenos, okay. You drain out the water, and you put a cup full of jalapenos in that. Instead of the piccalilli, you put the jalapenos in.
Okay, alright.
Comes out very nice, but strong, yes?
It must be, because the jalapenos normally are strong.
Are strong.
Yeah, you get some of them that are not so, but most of them are always very strong.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. So you can judge how much of jalapenos you want to put, but you leave out the piccalilli, it comes out very nice.
Is it? Eh?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go for a short break again. When we come back, we will be sharing with you soup and halim recipes ideal for Ramadan. Stay tuned. Today's Household Express question is, have you got your Ramadan menu meal plan? Do you make a meal plan for the month of Ramadan or just decide on each day? And we've got feedback coming through. This sister says, no meal plan. Usually break roza with 1 or 2 savouries and after Maghrib, usually dry foods. We don't eat any tarkaris and have rice once a week only. Every day is different. Yes, certainly. Every day is different for everybody. Then this one says, Assalamu alaikum, wishing Sister Mara and Sister Khadija a blessed, wonderful, spiritual Ramadan Kareem and the entire staff, entire team and staff of Radio Islam, inshallah, remember all in your du'as. Amin, Sister. Jazakallah for that lovely message. She also says, prepare on the day, no planning ahead somehow. So far, shukr.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay, then, okay, let's now go on to the soup and halim recipes.
Okay, for the halim recipe, we have a wheat bix halim, 1.5 cups of jungle oats, 6 wheat bix, 2.5 liters of water, and 2 teaspoons of salt. You soak your wheat bix and jungle oats in water and salt. Bring to boil till it's cooked for about 1/2 hour. When it's cool, you liquidize. Then you take 1 cup chicken fillet cube, 3 tablespoons of ghee, 1 medium onion grated, 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic masala, 1.5 teaspoon of ground green chilies, 1/2 teaspoon of arad, and 1 teaspoon of salt. Now for your method, you fry your onions in ghee till done. You add your masalas and spices and braise. Thereafter, add chicken fillet and cook till done. Add your wheat bix mixture and bring to boil. 1 tablespoon ghee, 1/2 medium onion sliced, 3 whole green chilies, 1 teaspoon jiru, green dhana for garnishing. You fry your onions, your green chilies and jiru till it's nice and pink. You add it to halim and you garnish it with dhania. So it's a very, very easy and simple and nice recipe.
And you know what? It's very nutritious as well.
It is. Because of the oats and the Weet-Bix, it is very nutritious.
Very nice, yes. So for the Weet-Bix, Halim, you will require 1.5 cups of jungle oats, 6 Weet-Bix, 2.5 liters of water, 2 teaspoons salt. You soak Weet-Bix and jungle oats in water and salt. Bring it to boil till it's cooked for about 30 minutes. When cool, liquidize. Then you take 1 cup chicken fillet cubed, 3 tablespoons ghee, 1 medium onion grated, 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic masala, 1.5 teaspoons ground green chilies, 1/2 teaspoon of arad, and 1 teaspoon of salt. You fry onion in ghee till done, add masalas and spices and braise thereafter, add chicken fillet and cook till done, add Weet-Bix mixture and bring to boil. Then you take 1 tablespoon ghee, 1/2 medium onion sliced, 3 whole green chilies, 1 teaspoon of jeeru, green dhana for garnishing. Fry onion, green chilies and jeeru till nice and pink, add to haleem and garnish with dhania. Very, very nice. I made up.
No, it is. It is very
I
nice.
I made up a nice big pot and I actually
put it away.
Put it into small buckets.
Yes, yes.
Next recipe, chicken corn soup, much loved by many.
Yeah. Okay, for the chicken corn soup, you need 1 liter water, 1 liter milk, 1 thin cream style sweet corn, 3 chicken fillets cubed, salt and pepper, green chilies, lemon juice, 1 packet mixed vegetable soup, 2 tablespoons of maizena and 250 ml of cream. You boil your milk and water together. When it's boiled, you add 1 packet of soup and leave to boil until thick. Separately, you cook your chickens with spices. Once chicken is cooked, add to your soup with your sweet corn. Lastly, add maizena paste to thicken. Before serving, you add your fresh cream. Serve with garnish with greens and serve it immediately. Very, very tasty.
Very nice, yes. So for the chicken corn soup, you will require 1 liter water, 1 liter milk, 1 tin cream style sweet corn, 3 chicken fillets cubed, salt and pepper, green chilies, lemon juice, 1 packet mixed vegetable soup, 2 tablespoons maizena, and 250 ml cream, which are fresh cream. Boil milk and water together. When boiled, add 1 packet soup and leave to boil until thick. Separately cook chicken with spices. Once chicken is cooked, add to soup with sweet corn. Lastly, add maizena paste to chicken. Before serving, add cream. And you can use any mixed vegetable soup.
Yes, the normal packet soup is fine. Even the tin soup is fine. It's again your choice. You can even use, you get the chicken noodle soup also. You
yes.
can even use that one. There is a few of them that's quite nice that you can add. You don't have to only use the vegetable soup.
Okay, you know what? One soup always works for me. It's like a must-have. Very tasty one is a creamy clam soup.
Okay, yes, it is very nice.
Yes. Now, here again, you know with soups, you can always, you know, put your own variations.
Own, yes, you can put, you can cube carrots, baby marrows, you know, potatoes. It's entirely up to you. You can make whatever you want.
Like I take a potato, an onion, a green pepper, a carrot, and sometimes even a butternut if I have. Boil it,
okay,
and then liquidize that. But you take a whole packet of soup,
with
either your vegetable soup or your chicken soup. You liquidize all that together, and then you put it into your, make your chicken or whatever you're doing,
cook it,
your chicken with your cream masala, and then you add in a tablespoon of creamy, I mean a clam.
It comes out very.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, the taste is just different. It's so nice.
Okay.
And then now we go on to Sister Zaida's gluten-free harim recipe. It's a very healthy recipe. And also we will be having Sister Zaida on our health segment every Thursday during the month of Ramadan. And we're going to be only discussing remedies. You know, everybody has different type of common ailments during the month of Ramadan. So Zaida will be just sharing with us the remedies for common ailments that you're going to be experiencing during the month of Ramadan.
Sure.
But now we're going to be sharing with you Zaida's gluten-free haleem recipe.
Okay. For Zaida's gluten-free haleem recipe, you need You braise 2 onions in ghee with tej lawang ilachi. You add the bones of choice and apple cider vinegar and boil for a while. Then you add 2 tablespoons of ginger garlic, green masala at your discretion, dana jiru, salt, arad, fine chilies. Boil till masalas are cooked well. Then you boil 1 cup each of green split peas, masoor dal, that's your pink dal, and mug dal. You can lessen the masoor and mug dal if you wish, or you can only use green split peas alone. You liquidize and lastly add to your olive pot. Cook for a little while thereafter. Can use bone broth instead of water to thin the olive, add chopped greens, and you enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you actually said bone broth, okay? Bone broth, is you need to make up your own bone broth.
Yes.
And there is a recipe on the Radio Islam website,
yes,
on how to make bone broth. Bone broth is very, very healthy.
It is. It is very healthy. It is really very healthy, Jay.
Okay. So for the gluten-free halim recipe, it's braised 2 onions in ghee with tej, lawang, and ilachi, 8 bones of choice and apple cider vinegar and boil a while. Then add 2 tablespoons ginger garlic, green masala at your discretion, dana jiru, salt, arad, fine chilies. Boil till masala's cooked well. Then you boil 1 cup each green split peas, that's your masoor, your pink dal, and your mug dal. You can lessen the masoor and mug dal if you wish, or can use only split green peas alone. Then liquidize and lastly add to halim pot. Cook for a little while thereafter. Can use bone broth instead of water to thin the halim. Add chopped greens and enjoy. Then we've got another recipe that came through here via WhatsApp from Sister Bibi Aisha Kadwa. It's a very nice halim recipe. I'm going to be putting it to the website. She said, step 1, take packets of barley, stump quarring, and 4-in-1 soup mix. So basically, you take a packet each of your barley, your stump quarring, and your 4-in-1 soup mix. Mix all together and a cup of rice to it.
Okay.
Store in a bucket. From there, you use how many cups you want. She says, I would say 2 big mugs for 1 chicken, soak overnight.
Okay.
Then add ghee to pot. Put 3 cinnamon sticks, 4 ilachi pods, 2 cloves, 3 peppercorns, 2 tablespoons whole jeera and rough salt and 2 onions. When onions turn pink, add 3 tablespoons ginger garlic, a tablespoon of fresh ground red chilies. Mix well, then add the chicken or mutton to this. Add 3 teaspoons crushed dry red chilies, 2 teaspoons turmeric, 2 teaspoons dana jiru. Mix well, add 1/4 cup water, let it cook for 10 minutes, then add 4 tablespoons ground tomato, braise, and then add 1 liter of water to cook meat, more for mutton. Boil the mixed dal in separate pots till cooked or pressure cooker. Cool, then liquidize and put into a large pot. When meat is cooked, add the liquidized mixture in bigger pot. Add more boiling water to thin it. Bring to a rapid boil. Leave to boil for a while. In a big pan, add about 3 to 4 chopped onions, add ghee, fry onion when almost pink, add 3 full tablespoons of rough chopped garlic and 2 tablespoons ground chilies, fry with the onion. She says, in a cup, add 1/2 teaspoon pepper, 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon powder, and 1 teaspoon of garam masala, add boiling water to this mixture, mix well, then throw it into the pot. Lastly, add the wakar, chopped green dana, and shallots. And she says she enjoyed making this. It's very, very tasty. Jazakallah
okay.
For sharing, sister. Inshallah, it will be up on the website later on during the day. And I'm going to be forwarding it to Sister Faiza, and she will add it. She will actually put it onto the website. So for all the listeners who want to have this halim recipe. It's a bit of a lengthy one, so certainly you can make it. Everybody has different ways of making the halim.
Yeah, they do. Some people make it with chicken, some make it with mutton, And yes, everybody's got different ways of making it.
Okay, let's go for a very short break now. When we come back, we're going to be opening the lines for any of your cooking questions or concerns that you want Adikreja to help you out, to share with you as well. And the question we're asking you today is also, have you got your Ramadan menu meal plan? Do you make a meal plan for the month of Ramadan, or just decide on each day? Share with us on 082-565-8648. You can even call us 011-854-1548. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, our lines are open, 011-854-1548, for any of your cooking questions or concerns. And we're also taking your feedback on the question we're asking you is, have you got your Ramadan menu meal plan? Do you make a meal plan for Ramadan, or just decide on each day? And Brother Ahmed says, Ramadan Mubarak to you, Sister Amara, and Aunty Khadija, and all of Radio Islam. Jazakallah for the lovely recipes. Many of them are divine. What to make every day is a headache. Okay. Aunty Khadija, do you have... Okay, we've got a call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Sister Amara?
Alhamdulillah, Rashida, how are you?
Okay, how's everything all right?
Alhamdulillah, all okay, Auntie Rashida?
I phone to wish you people a happy Ramadan. And make a lot of dua for those people that are struggling overseas, and, you know.
Ameen, ameen.
Yeah, they haven't got enough for iftar and all that.
Gee, absolutely.
A lot of dua for them also.
Gee, ameen.
Yeah. I just wish to phone to wish you everything of the best, and I hope everything goes well for you people.
Inshallah, ameen. And to you also, best of duas for you and to your family. Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Kareem to you, Aunty Rashida. I will accept all the ibadah and your duas as well.
Ameen.
Jazakallah for the call and the message, Aunty Rashida.
Okay, jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Oh, after so long she's calling.
Yes, she is.
But a lovely person, yes.
It's okay. So true what she says. Okay. Like, you know.
Let's go to our second caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Amara. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Khadija. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam. Apa Rukia, how are you?
I just want to say to all of you, Ramadan Mubarak, Allah bless you all, reward you all, inshallah. For all the programs right through the year, may Allah bless you and reward you too, inshallah. And Sister Amara, I've got a little recipe here. Can I give it on Radio Islam?
Yes, you can.
Just a minute. Let me use my glasses.
Our sweet Appa Rukia from Roshni, and Appa always calls in. She always shares some good words, kind words, and she's always making dua for us. Yes.
May Allah reward you and Radio Islam and all the Maulanas for all the good work the people are doing. I can't find my recipe, sister. I'll try and give it next week.
Next week, inshallah.
Allah reward you for all what you have done. And remember us, remember my family too, in your duas.
And the best of duas to you and to your family, Appa Rukia. Jazakallah for calling in. And accept all your duas, your ibarat. Always keep you healthy as well.
Ameen.
Ameen. Wa alaikum salam. What a lovely caller, yes. And she's very sweet.
She is.
Okay. This message says, Salam's great show. Can you please share a green chutney recipe, but one that has green pepper in it?
I don't know if it is on the website.
Okay, I think there is.
There is one. I think she must just go on the website. We did give it some time back.
Okay. Then this one says, do you have a recipe for bone broth made with knuckles, sheep? Yes, there is a bone broth recipe on the Radio Islam website. And you can go onto the Radio Islam website. Go to radioislam.co.za. Just type in their bone broth. I know Sister Zaira did give...
yes, she did. I remember too.
And... bone broth is really, really very, very healthy indeed. And we're going to go on to just one more. I wanted to share. I'm just trying to find it. Okay. This one says, okay. Jazakallah khair, Sister Amara and Sister Khadija, for all the amazing recipes. May Allah reward you both and your families with a blessed and prosperous Ramadan. Remember, asking your special to us too. Alhamdulillah, make the things your family enjoy and you will have a lovely Ramadan. I'm going to enjoy making our Radio Islam recipes. From Sister Kaira. Jazakallah for sharing. You know, it's so nice to get feedback from the listeners saying that our recipes are tasty. They've made the recipes. It's like basically non-flap recipes. They're enjoying the recipes as well. And we do it also for the Sawabi Charia as well.
Definitely, most definitely. Cool.
Let's just go back to our Instagram page as well. Okay, nothing on Instagram. So, Anikarita, do you have a menu meal plan for the month of Ramadan?
Well, I don't have. I know there's lots of people that do have. I normally do it week by week. Plan a menu for the week and then we'll see the next week and carry on that way, Jay. Actually, it does make light work and time consuming also.
Okay. Let's take our last caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sister Mara. I've got the recipe. Can I give it to you?
Yes, yes, okay.
It's 1 kilogram flour.
Okay, what the recipe is this?
It's about the homemade bun, very nice.
Oh, homemade bun.
Very easy too.
Okay.
And very nice, especially when you have only something very, very nice and you'll really enjoy it.
Okay.
The recipe is homemade bun. It's 1 kilogram flour.
Okay.
10 grams instant yeast,
okay.
1 can Nestle condensed milk.
Okay, 1 can condensed milk. Okay.
30 ml sugar.
30 ml sugar.
And 5 ml salt.
5 ml salt.
And of course 90 kilogram butter.
90 grams butter.
And you need 500 milliliters of lukewarm water.
Lukewarm water. Okay.
The method is you sift the flour, the salt, you add the yeast, and sugar.
Okay.
You melt the butter,
you
add the Nestle condensed milk.
Okay.
Add it all to the flour gradually. You add your water the last and form a nice, long, soft dough. You knead well for 15 minutes. You cover and allow it to rise.
Okay.
When double the yolk, you knock the dough down and form into buns. Place into a greased baking pan and leave in a warm place to rise. When double in size, glaze with beaten egg and bake at 200 centimeters for 45 minutes.
Jazakallah so much.
Sister Amara, you can add currants or any seed.
Okay.
It's a beautiful, beautiful recipe, inshallah. I hope everybody enjoys it. And may Allah bless you all.
Ameen. Jazakallah so much for calling back Aparukeya with this recipe. Very different recipe. It's got a whole can of condensed milk in it.
That's what I'm now thinking. Isn't it going to be very sweet?
Jazakallah Aparukeya. Assalamu alaikum. So it's worth a try.
Actually, it is. It is. It sounds very nice.
So I'm just thinking, maybe you can leave the sugar out.
Because she's got sugar and condensed milk in it, though. So it might be a bit sweet, though.
Yes, all right. But then again, sugar will activate the yeast a bit more. So you can maybe just adjust your recipe.
Maybe the condensed milk, do not eat the whole thing of
No. Well, we've come to the end of a lovely program. Jazakallah Aunty Khadija. Inshallah, back with you next week.
Inshallah.
Next week when we talk to you, we will be in the month of Ramadan.
Inshallah.
So your message to the listeners out there, Aunty Khadija.
Allah Ta'ala, have a nice, blessed Ramadan. Allah accept everybody's du'as and ibadat and make it easy for them, inshallah. And remember us also in your people's du'as.
Inshallah, ameen. Allah grant you the best, Aunty Khadija, also.
Ameen.
Health, wealth, and accept all your du'as, all your ibadat as well, always. And to all the listeners out there, Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Kareem to you all. May Allah accept all your du'as, all your ibadat. Remember us all in your du'as as well.
Inshallah.
From me, Amara, and Aunty Khadija Ibrahim,
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.